Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our WOSU Fall Membership Drive. More about that in a moment. A Canadian woman got an unusual wake-up in early October when a nearly 3-pound meteorite crashed through the roof of her home and landed on her bed. Thanks to her vigilant dog, who started barking as the meteorite approached, apparently, Ruth Hamilton escaped unharmed. I couldn't believe it. Such events are rare, one in 100 billion per year. But the story undergoes the fact that the night sky can be full of surprises.
And dangerous.
Danger. We're talking about the night sky as we approach prime stargazing season. And there's no better conversationalist on the beauty and the wonder of the night sky than Tom Burns, former director of the Ohio Wesleyan University Perkins Observatory. Welcome back, Tom.
And currently part-time, still teaching at Ohio Wesleyan University, which, by the way, is a very fine university.
It's very
you
good.
Should go there, or your children should go there, or your grandchildren should go there when they graduate from high school. Thank you. I got the plug in. I'll be leaving now.
But first, you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget, so please make a gift of support right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. You can also text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150 and get our special 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package.
Good stuff here. This is really awesome.
You'll receive a copy of the book. It's a hardcover book, Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022. I love this book, and we're going to talk about it in a little while. And you'll get a pair of fun astronomy-themed socks. Show your love for the stars with these colorful socks that show the constellations. And you'll also, not all of them, but some of them. You'll also get a great book. You will never miss a night sky event wherever you are in the world with this month-by-month guide. Get the book and the socks when you support All Sides this hour at $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678. Your gift today supports 89.7 NPR News. So think about how much you have relied on this station, especially in recent months. You listen to NPR to hear the facts that you can trust. When you want to know what's going on around the world or in Central Ohio, this is the station you turn to for reliable information. When you want to know what's happening at the Ohio State House, this station is your source. You listen to Morning Edition, All Sides with Ann Fisher, and All Things Considered. If you listen to these programs every day, then we're asking you to make a gift today. Your support makes all of the news you hear possible. Give today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Your support makes all the news you hear possible. Give today. And for $12.50 a month, you can get the 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package as your thank you gift. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call or text GIVE to 866-897-9678. And once again, my guest this hour is Tom Burns, former director of Perkins Observatory, which is owned by Ohio Wesleyan University up there.
Which, by the way, is a very fine,
fine university.
I already did that.
up there in Delaware County. This Night Sky Almanac, Stargazer's Guide to 2022, I just wanted to talk about it. I wasn't really planning on it until I started looking through it and thinking it's got a little, what do you call it, a little bookmark in it?
Oh, yes, right.
That you can keep track
of. Very old school,
but it's hardcovered. It's small, though. Hardcovered, and it's for 2022, so that suggests that 2023 would be a little bit different.
Oh, yes, it will be different because the planets will be available during different months. there are some changes that occur in the sky. So, for example, the equinoxes don't always occur on the same day. They certainly don't occur at the same time. Same goes for the solstices. And you can find out the exact minute that a solstice or an equinox happens when you look at an almanac like this, in case you were planning on sacrificing a chicken or something at the exact moment. But they're really useful for finding out when the best time is to observe the planets and objects that move around in the nighttime sky.
And get this, there's a map of the moon.
Oh, yes, very good. So that if you're observing the moon with your telescope or even binoculars, by the way, you can tell exactly where Mare Tranquillitatis is, the Sea of Tranquility. And in some almanacs, I'm not sure whether that's true of this one, it even identifies the spot where where Apollo 11 landed.
Huh, I don't know. I'll have to look closer for that. I
find the moon maps very helpful because, you know, there are hundreds, thousands of named craters, and sometimes you want to know which one you're looking at.
It talks about the circumpolar constellations.
Yes.
What are those?
Those are constellations that are close to Polaris, the North Star. Thus, they never set. They never rise, they never set, and they act like a little clock that spins around the sky counterclockwise.
Okay.
So that you take a constellation like Cassiopeia, and you see it in the early evening right now. You'll see it in the northeastern sky. It'll slowly go north and then down toward the west, and if you could see it over a 24-hour period, it would make one circuit around the sky. If you know your circumpolar constellations, you don't have to look at a watch. You can tell exactly what time it is.
Wow. Thanks to Sanford Lefkowitz. Thanks for kicking off this hour for us, Sanford. We appreciate your support of 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and it is our fall membership drive. And this hour of All Sides is about the night sky with Tom Burns. We're thrilled to have Tom with us today. If you having a show like this one is important to you, please make a gift now at WOSU.org, or you can call 866-897-9678. You can also text the word GIVE to that number. When you text the word GIVE to our number, you'll get a link sent back to you immediately, and you can easily make your gift right there on your phone. Our thank you gift this hour is the 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustaining member and get a fun pair of astronomy-themed socks, and get the book Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022. It'll help you follow the constellations throughout the seasons and a lot of other stuff. It is set up an easy-to-understand monthly calendars and has maps to help you chart the lunar phases. Make a gift of $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150 and get this great, useful book and some fun socks, too, as your thank you gift.
And see, they're more than just fun. I wear constellation socks to every one of my programs. In case somebody asks me a constellation I don't know, I take off my shoe and look at my socks.
See a picture of the book and socks when you give at WOSU.org. You can also call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Again, my guest is Tom Burns, former director.
Come on, folks. As my preacher in my youth used to say, dig deep. Give to WOSU because think about it. Where else do you get an even-handed view of the news? And by the way, I might add, where else would you get somebody like Ann Fisher, who is willing to cover the nighttime sky? That's important, folks, because someday they're... If you don't give, someday they're going to realize that I'm just an amateur and I don't know much about astronomy. So, but secondly, there's that sense you look around the internet, you look at the various news sources available. Where else are you going to find a really balanced approach to what's happening in the world? So, come on, folks.
Time to pony up. time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. And especially, you know, it's time to become a new member. Maybe you've been kind of passively listening all these years, and maybe it's because you couldn't afford it. Maybe this year you can. And anyway, we're only asking you to show your support at whatever level you are comfortable with. So everybody can become a new member because everybody, well, maybe not everybody, but for those of us who don't have the extra money, show your support for 89.7 NPR News and be part and kind of pay it forward. Maybe in the past, people were supporting 89.7 NPR News and their local public radio station, wherever they were, and that's what has made it possible for us to be here today. With your support today, you can help make us make it possible for us to be here tomorrow and next year and the year after that for the next generation of listeners. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. So, Tom Burns, I started out with the story about the lady who had the meteorite crash through her roof of her house. It's rare. That's why it made the news. It's a man bites dog kind of a story, right? Why do they fall out of the sky in the first place?
Well, because there's still a lot of stuff that's left over from the original creation of the solar system. The asteroid belt is a good example of that, or particles and fragments, although not everything in the asteroid belt is like that. But there's just a lot. There's a lot of dust. There is a lot of debris. And occasionally Earth passes through a swarm of it, for example, debris left by a passing comet. That's how you get a meteor shower. But it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's happening right now. Some astronomers estimate that a trillion, that's with a T, trillion particles enter Earth's atmosphere every day. Now, most of those are the size of a grain of dust or a grain of sand, and they burn up in the atmosphere. Occasionally, one is large enough. Maybe the size of two of your fists put together,
right,
is large enough to make it in much smaller size to the ground or to the surface. Because the reason this is so rare is not only are those rare, but consider the surface of the Earth. It's 4/5 water. And of the land mass, only a tiny percentage is actually inhabited. And of that tiny percentage, only parts are inhabited. So the chance of a meteorite actually crashing through somebody's roof is minutely small, but it can and does happen to that lucky person who will then be able to cash in. You said a 4-pound
It's like a 3-pounder. She's loaned it, I think, to researchers.
Well, good for her, because she could have sold it to a meteorite dealer for, I'm going to guess, $10,000 or $15,000 to pay for the repair of
maybe
her roof.
Maybe she still will. Oh, I would hope insurance will pay for that.
Well,
Talk about an act of God. That's true.
Well, in that case, it's profit now, isn't it? Yes, you can profit from the nighttime sky, from the universe. But that meteorite dealer, if that person gets a hold of it, will take that meteorite and break it into tiny flecks, put it in some sort of packaging, and sell it for that tiny fleck for some outrageous price, like $15 or $25, and make a mint because of the rarity of such events.
What do we still learn from those kind of things, do we?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, what you're looking at maybe is a fragment of the original solar system before the planets are formed, or more likely, take an iron meteorite. It's mostly iron nickel. Where could that have come from? It came from the asteroid belt, because a small planet, and in the case of spherical minor planets, all the iron falls to the center. It gets hit by another asteroid or an object passing through the asteroid belt, shatters into millions of pieces, so that a tiny piece of the core of that minor planet ends up landing and on the ground. You pick it up and you have an example of the core of a small planet.
What's the difference between a meteor and a meteorite?
A meteor, technically speaking, the object that we're talking about floating in space is called a meteoroid.
Okay.
When it passes through the atmosphere, it makes a streak of light, which is actually glowing atmosphere, not the object.
Mm-hmm.
That's called a meteor. It's, you know, it's an atmospheric phenomenon, right?
Okay.
Meteorology.
Okay.
Meteorologist. And then when the object hits the ground, if it does, it's called a meteorite.
And then after it's gone through the atmosphere, I mean, so that 3-pound meteorite, it probably started out bigger?
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure.
Is there any, do we understand how much bigger? I mean, probably? Or?
Well, it depends.
Okay.
Quite a lot on the angle at which it hits, the speed or velocity which it's going. And but, you know, it could have been much bigger. It could have been pounds bigger. But it is true, though, that sometimes meteors streak through the atmosphere relatively slowly. There have been tales of meteorites actually slowly losing their speed so that when they get 10 feet off the ground, all of a sudden they just drop. So they're going very slowly. So you might get a good portion of the meteoroid intact as a meteorite, or you might lose all of it. This happens with smaller meteorites. Or you might lose a few pounds.
But this thing went all the way through, not just, I mean, it wasn't like it was a tin shack we're talking about. It was a house.
Oh, yeah, it was moving fast.
Boom, right
moving
through.
Moving fast,
yeah.
For sure.
Thanks to Alex Mosby in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive, and this hour of All Sides is about the night sky with Tom Burns. We're thrilled to have Tom with us today. If having a show like this one is important to you, make a gift now, please, at WOSU.org. Or you can call 866-897-9678. You can also text the word GIVE to that number. When you text the word GIVE to our number, you'll get a link sent back to you immediately, and you can easily make your gift right there on your phone. Our thank you gift this hour is the 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustaining member and get a fun pair of astronomy-themed socks and get the book Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022. This book will help you follow the constellations throughout the seasons. It's set up in easy-to-understand monthly calendars and has maps to help you chart the lunar phases. Make a gift of $12.50 a month or a one-time gift of $150 to get this great, useful book and some fun socks, too, as your thank you gift. See a picture of the book and socks when you give at WOSU.org. You can also call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And giving right now supports this show and everything you hear on 89.7 NPR News. This station and this talk show have been covering it all, from what's happening in Washington, D.C., with the infrastructure bill and the debt ceiling issue, to what's happening with vaccine mandates and masking debates at the Ohio State House. We've been talking about race and social justice issues, and we have done in-depth shows about the economy. We love talking about the night sky with Tom Burns, too. The news is important, but it is also important to take a break and spend some time among the stars. Give whatever amount fits your budget. We love when new members join us in any amount. Every dollar truly makes a difference. So give today and start a new membership at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. You know, Tom Burns, I wanted to talk about the Night Sky Almanac a little bit more. It talks about all the moon's phases and ages. What does that mean, ages?
Right. There's a difference between, I'm trying to think of what they mean by age. When you see in the evening sky, when you see a tiny crescent moon, that's a very young moon.
Okay.
So, and when you see the crescent moon in the morning sky, that's a very old moon. So, and people tend to think of it that way. That comes from so that the moon ages as it goes through its phases.
There are names for full moons. All different kinds of names.
That's right, yes.
In January, it's a wolf moon.
Woof.
Where do these things come from?
Well, most of them come from Native American culture. That is, you know, you have a wolf moon. That's a month when the wolves are most active. You have a harvest moon. I think that one goes without saying. That's when you do the harvest, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh.
And then these calendars that they have in here. So it tells you like August 1st. It tells you literally what time you're going to see Uranus at 1.4 degrees north of Mars.
Very good.
That's pretty specific.
Well, it's specific because that's a special event. Oh. Uranus is hard to find. But if I know that it's close to Mars that night, that's going to make it really easy for me to find. And by the way, often you can see Uranus if you know exactly where to look in a pair of binoculars. It's just going to look like Uranus, like a greenish-blue or bluish-green star. But it will identify itself by its color, and knowing that it's 1 degree in a specific direction, I know how wide the field is on my binoculars, I can easily find it.
You know, one thing I don't tell people often enough is you also write a column for the Delaware Gazette.
That's right. I've been writing that column first for the Dispatch and then for several papers and then the Gazette since 1987.
And it's a joy to read because, by the way, the other thing I don't tell people enough is that you're also a creative writing teacher.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what you teach.
Well, I teach
other things.
I teach expository programs. The creative side, the short stories and the novel and screenwriting and all that are taught by a very capable person up at Ohio Wesleyan University.
Okay, all right. But I teach
every business writing.
But you teach it creatively. Creative writing can be nonfiction.
I prefer it when people call it literary nonfiction rather than creative nonfiction, because I think writing expository prose can be creative.
Exactly. So do I. He's very multi-talented. That's why we love having Tom Burns on the show, because he's got a great way of putting things.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
that's what my old man used to say. Son, you have a way with the words.
Way with the words. So if you enjoy this kind of programming, I mean, so I devote a whole hour with Tom. He comes on for an hour at a time, and we have him on pretty regularly in the summer. There's not much to talk about because there's not much nighttime, but in the winter, he gets all excited because there's a long, dark sky out there every night.
This is the best thing about winter is that you don't have any of that pesky daylight, much of that pesky daylight to spoil the view. So that, you know, I keep thinking, well, you know, eventually Jupiter and Saturn are going to set. But just as they're getting over there in the west, we get more darkness. So they'll still be up for a while, you know. Yeah, good stuff.
He is, if you enjoy Tom Burns, if you've been listening to him before over the years, then we want you to show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now and show Tom that you care about what he has to say, that you enjoy his spoken prose, and you appreciate his knowledge. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. It is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Support the station you listen to every day at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. This past year and a half has been interesting, to say the least. The news has been a lot, and All Sides has been covering it all, from the pandemic to social justice and race issues to the ongoing opioid epidemic. Make a gift today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well, and tell us that this is something that matters to you. And new for this membership drive, we have a great thank you gift package for anyone who loves the night sky. Get the 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package. Make a gift of $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. In this package, you get the book Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022. And I already love this book. It's you're going to want to look at it all the time. You get a great pair of constellation socks as well. The socks are navy blue with stars and constellations on them. Ooh. And the book is full of fascinating celestial facts and notable astronomical anniversaries organized in a very easy-to-use manner. You will never miss a night sky event wherever you are in the world with this month-by-month guide. Get the book and the socks today when you give $12.50 a month as a sustainer right now. So think about that, $12.50 a month. When you listen to 89.7 NPR News, how many hours a day do you listen? You can just multiply it. You can figure it out, the cost-benefit analysis of all of this. What do you spend $12.50 a month on already? Maybe a pizza? Well, probably more than that, twice as much as that for a large pizza at least. You know, this is, you just got to kind of start to think in your mind about what all of these things are worth to you and figure out how they fit into your life. Thanks to Lynn Tran and Jared Stover in Hilliard, and also thank you to Joshua Martinez in Columbus. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Think about what the information you get on 89.7 NPR News and the entertainment, by the way, of 89.7 NPR News. Think about what that means to you. It's easy to take it for granted because it's on the radio, it's online, it's accessible. We've got podcasts. We do it all now. You know, whatever your listening mode is, we can match it. But what does it mean to you? What would happen if it went away? That, I guess, you got to ask yourself those kind of questions when it comes to showing your support for 89.7 NPR News, especially if you're a new member. If you want to become a new member, that's a kind of a weird threshold to cross over. But once you do it, I don't know what the physics of it are. I don't know what the medicine is that happens, but you feel better when you show your support for 89.7 NPR News. And remember, not only do you get a great astronomy package, but you'll be supporting public radio with your gift at $12.50 a month as a sustainer right now. You can also make a one-time gift of $150 when you call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678 or make a gift at WOSU.org. And you should give at whatever level you're comfortable at. If that's a little too much for you, we understand. Everybody has a first time. Start where you feel comfortable. You hear facts straight from experts so you can make important decisions for yourself, your family, and our community. If you've been listening for a while, we ask you to make the move. Move from being a listener to being a new member of this station. Join the WOSU family. Support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. My guest again is Tom Burns. He is former director of Perkins Observatory at Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware. And he also writes a column, as I said, for the Delaware Gazette. And I wanted to talk about one that I guess I was really fascinated by this, that the rings of Saturn remain a great mystery is the headline.
Indeed,
and I'm thinking
do.
We can put a man on the moon, but we don't know what the rings of Saturn. I mean, they're still a mystery.
That is correct. Yes. As a matter of fact, there is no better way to think about that mystery than to actually go out and look at them, which you can right now. If you go out just after dark, this, by the way, is about 7:30 right now, you'll see bright Jupiter off close to the south, and down and to the down and to the right of it, you'll see a fainter point, Saturn. Get out your telescope and take a look at Saturn and consider that we sent the Cassini spacecraft there. We've looked at it in countless thousands of telescopes, and we still don't know what caused Saturn to have those bright rings.
What's the missing link? What piece of information are we missing?
Well, that's the thing. We'll know it when
Fix
we
it.
Get it. Well,
okay.
What we need to do maybe is to gather up a substantial piece of ring material.
Okay.
And bring it back to Earth and subject it to analysis, like carbon data, I don't know, some sort of dating analysis to find out how old it is. That would be a start. Because it's quite possible that the rings, which are mostly ice, by the way, are the result of tiny particles of ice, are the result of one of Saturn's moons entering or being torn apart just before it before it hits Saturn, when it reaches this special place called the Roche limit, and scattering those ring particles. If that's the case, if that happened a long time ago, then the rings are going to be there, right? But if that happened recently,
like as in billions of years,
let's
get
some
context.
Say
here.
Within the last million years
okay.
or so,
okay,
then those particles are doomed because they're inside that Roche limit. They're slowly spiraling in. Saturn right now is eating particles from the rings.
Okay.
So you better get a telescope and go out and look at Saturn, because in another million years or so, it's going to be too late.
Is there any way to know has it shrunk as long as we've been watching it? Does that make sense?
Let's just say I don't know how they know. Excuse me, but astronomers estimate that the rings are losing substance every single day.
Thank you to Nathan Wallace in Columbus and also Willard Merrill in Columbus for your show of support on 89.7 NPR News. We really appreciate your support. We never take it for granted. We think about our listeners every single day and think about what our listeners need, what they want, what they're talking about, and what they could be talking about if they listen to 89.7 NPR News. So give us a call right now and show your support during this special hour with Tom Burns, former director of Perkins Observatory at Ohio Wesleyan University, talking about the wonders of the night sky. He is conversational on so many levels, and that's why we love to have him come in and talk. And I ask, some super dumb questions and sometimes, some good questions. He kind of looks at me and goes, whoa.
There's no
Where'd
such
you come up
thing.
With that?
There's no such
right.
thing as a dumb question.
Thank
Anne.
Goodness.
Only a dumb person asking the question. No, I'm just kidding. I kid.
I always said, thank God there's no.
I kid because I love,
right?
as Don Rickles used
I wouldn't
used
say it if
say.
I meant it. Right. This is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and we're asking you to support the station you listen to every day at WOSU.org, or call or text the word give to 866 897-9678. This past year and a half, it is what it is. We've been covering it. We've been coming in every day. The All Sides crew, the technicians, the people who run this place, that run the live radio, they're in here every day for the past year and a half. That's what we do, for you and because of you. We can't do it without you. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This fall membership drive, and for this hour, we're talking about the night sky with Tom Burns. And if you appreciate hearing his special perspective on astronomy, then make a gift now while Tom is on the air. He really gets a thrill
Please.
Out of it.
Yeah, I do, in
it's,
fact.
it's very exciting for him. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We ask that you give at any amount. Every dollar makes a difference. Seriously, give what fits your budget. If $12.50 a month works for you, we have a great thank you gift. It's the 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package, and it includes a great book called Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022. And if you have a stargazer in your life, you know, somebody you know who loves astronomy, this would be great for a student to start a project and start keeping track of the night sky. You could make notes in the margins. I mean, that's what I do with these kinds of books. I note them all up, right?
You can join a couple of hundred times and drop them into people's bags when they're going around for Halloween.
You could do that too, yes. These would be great Halloween gifts.
But seriously, they would make a good
great
Christmas gift.
Yes,
it comes
exactly.
Just at the right time.
Yes, make a great gift. The socks are, I know the socks are gorgeous. Those would make a great gift. So maybe this isn't quite for you. You're listening to the show, but you're like, well, I'm not really that into it, but you know somebody who is. And by the way, again, this Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022, it's by Storm Dunlop and Will Tyrion. And it's just very well done. It's beautiful. So
Will Tyrion, by the way, is the premier sky map maker on the planet right now. So you're going to get good maps of the stars.
Super cool illustrations, all kinds of great maps. It's got a list of all the U.S. dark sky sites, which sadly there aren't a lot in our neck of the woods. They're mostly out west, but there are some. So you can learn about those as well. Thanks to Mary Napoli and Columbus for your support. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you know you can trust what you hear on this station. 89.7 has continued to provide you with the latest efforts to heal the racial divide in our community. The WSU News team and All Sides with Ann Fisher provide regular updates on efforts to reform police practices, close healthcare disparities. Your financial support helps us in our efforts to keep these important issues top of mind for our community. Your support will keep these conversations going. Truly. Give today at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And again, I want to be sure you take advantage of the chance to get the Astronomy Package Thank You Gift if that works for you. Or give any amount right now and support public radio. Go to WOSU.org and make a gift. Or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. And thanks to Alice Kananchoff in Dublin for your support of 89.7 NPR News. We're coming up on we've got about 16 minutes left in the hour, and it'd be great to get 12 more gifts. I'm sure are thinking, what's the significance of 12? Well, I'm thinking 12 months to the year. Each month is covered in the Night Sky Almanac, A Stargazer's Guide to 2022. Be one of the 12, 866-897-9678. Does it have to make sense, Tom?
No, it doesn't. But it does.
Okay.
By the way, and the book would make a great coffee table book, even if you have a very, very small coffee table.
Absolutely. It's perfect for a coffee table because it's this kind of book you want to keep out, like with your bird watching books and that kind of a thing. It's exactly what you want to have easy access to. I think you might want two.
And by the way, it's small enough that you can hold it in one hand and is very handy to carry out in the field if you're going to go stargazing.
It's a great size. It's light, but it's a hardcover. It's an interesting.
Get yourself a little red LED headlamp.
Of course, because any kind of bright light is going to affect your ability to see the stars.
But the reason I said coffee table book is that it's just awfully pretty to look at.
It is. It's very, very pretty. Really neat illustrations in it, too. For each month, they have a cool illustration, and it's I love it. 866-897-9678. Thanks to Leah Dooley in Columbus. That means we have 11 to go in the hour. Leah said she appreciates the trustworthy news. And that's right. I mean, that's the way 89.7 NPR News works. I remember listening to NPR News in the olden days when it first started. I was almost an adult by then, and remember traveling across the country, and it's just dependable all the way across the country. You know, when you find your local radio station, you're going to hear something that you can depend on. That all those stations across the country are supported by people just like you. We're asking in our little place in the solar system for you to support our 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Jane Berry and Hilliard, we have 10 to go and just about 14 minutes left in the hour. The number is 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support right now. So we've got Tom Burns here and we have to ask, what's going on for October 2021? What should we be looking for?
Well, I would be looking up and looking at that beautiful lineup of planets. There's a line, an imaginary line in the sky that the sun passes through every year as it seems to move across the sky. And you've got just a beautiful lineup of planets along that curved arc, more or less to the south. And toward the west, you're seeing, if you look just after sunset, start looking southwest and about two fists, if you hold your fist at arm's length above your local horizon, you're going to see brilliant Venus. And if you happen to have a telescope, point it at Venus, and you'll see a little crescent Venus. Because Venus has phases just like the moon does, except the moon goes through a set of phases in about a month. Venus goes through a set of phases as it travels around the sun in about 250 days or something like that.
Why is Venus so bright?
Well, for one thing, it's close to us, but that isn't what makes it bright. What makes it bright is that it is covered with a very thick white shiny layer of sulfuric acid clouds.
Wow.
Which most of that light is reflected, most of the light that hits those clouds is reflected back out into space, and we happen to be in one of the directions it's reflecting at right now. Mm-hmm. But secondly, some of that light filters down through the atmosphere, hits the ground, turns to heat, but then it can't get back out. So Venus has a runaway greenhouse effect. Anywhere you go on the planet, given the planet's very high winds, you're going to, if you held up a thermometer for the brief moment before you vaporized, would read 900 degrees.
Yeah, talk about runaway.
About twice as hot as your oven ever gets at home. Now, that's a greenhouse effect, folks. As a matter of fact, the whole notion of the greenhouse effect began as a discussion of the greenhouse effect on the planet Venus and Venus's heavy, heavy carbon dioxide atmosphere.
Does that mean it could be Could it ever be livable?
Venus?
Yeah.
In the situation that it is right now, I think it's lost.
That's
for
a
good long
question,
time.
Folks. I know.
Well, the sun will eventually burn out. So.
Thanks to Linda Hewling in Westerville.
Before that happens, of course, the sun will expand to enormous size and engulf Venus. And if you thought 900 degrees was bad, talk about, 6,000 degrees Fahrenheit or so as the sun expands.
Again, thanks to Linda Hewling in Westerville. Linda says that this is the only radio station she listens to and that she loves NPR. Well, we love you right back, Linda. That means we have 9 to go before the end of the hour in just about 11 minutes. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We are talking with Tom Burns. He's former director of Perkins Observatory at Ohio Wesleyan University. And this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. It is All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. And for this hour, we're talking about the night sky with Tom Burns. If you appreciate Tom's perspective, then make a gift now while Tom's on the air. It'll make him feel a lot better. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Beth Klukowski in Columbus just made her donation. Thank you so much, Beth. Beth says she loves the show. 866-897-9678. That means we have eight to go in just about 10 minutes. I know we can do it. I don't know why I set these goals, but they're fun to keep track of. It's fun to keep track of who's showing up when Ann sounds desperate.
I'm getting a little nervous here.
I got to prop up Tom after you've all walked away from this.
It's true.
It's hard. It's an emotional thing.
Let me put it to you this way. Don't do it for your. For WOSU. Yeah. Don't do it for the future generations. Do it for your own sanity, or at least that's the way I feel about it. Without some objective perspective that I can turn to, I think I'd probably be running gibbering down the street. And so I need NPR. I need it on the air. I need it online. I need it.
Knowing it's out there makes the world a better place.
That's right.
And
like the old mother is at home principle. Wherever you go, even if you can't be with mother, you feel safe because you know that mother is at home. Well, NPR is like a home to me.
The lights are always on at NPR.
And, Thanks, Mom.
Amy Jurovich said, the goals make this hour a success and help us meet the overall goal of this drive. So I guess, all right, goal-oriented, I guess that's, a good... Micah McIntosh of Westerville, thanks so much for your support. We have seven more to go in the hour. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Like everybody else, you listen because you can trust what you hear on the station. 89.7 NPR News has continued to provide you with the latest efforts to heal the racial divide in the community. The WOSU News team and All Sides with Ann Fisher, we provide regular updates on efforts to reform police practices and close healthcare disparities. Your financial support helps us in our efforts to keep these important issues top of mind for our community. And we bring up issues maybe you hadn't thought of and are talking about after you listen to them on 89.7 NPR News. Your support keeps these conversations going. Give today at WOSU.org or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678.
I particularly like is that it's hard to know everything. And I frankly don't know a lot about state government, but I can always count on Reporters Roundtable to give me some sense of what's going on in state government.
And I tell, a lot of people that's appointment listening. They make sure they listen to our weekly Reporter Roundtable on Mondays. And I know this isn't about astronomy right now, but I tell the folks, all the reporters, all these incredible reporters, how much people truly appreciate what they do. I slavish that praise on them when I'm asking them to sign up for my schedule and getting them booked and everything for the program. But it's true. It's important information, and we're so lucky that they give their time. This is how they show their support for 89.7 NPR News. They support us in that way, showing up. Tom Burns shows up when we ask him to come on the show and shares his vast knowledge of
sometimes
the great...
I show up even when and I'm not supposed he's to be lurking on around the show, the door, and then they kick me out.
If you want to show up for 89.7 NPR News, know that your support pays for the programs you listen to every day. Programs like All Sides, All Things Considered, Wait, Don't Tell Me. All these programs are paid for with listener support. So give today at WOSU.org. We have just about 6 minutes left in the hour and seven more gifts to go. 866-897-9678. We have the perfect thank you gift for all the stargazers listening right now. It's the 89.7 NPR News Astronomy Package. I love this. This is, I think, one of my favorite favorite books ever that we've had on. Well, you know, had as a thank you gift while Tom's been on the show. Just extremely useful. I'm going to look at it every day now. I can't wait to just kind of start making my notations. That's what you're going to want to do with this. It's going to be a way to keep abreast of what the news is in the sky while you also keep abreast of the rest of the news around the world and all the trends in entertainment that we bring to you on 89.7 NPR News. If you are traveling, you can take this book with you so you don't miss any amazing astronomical events.
That's right. If you ever get back to the Northern Peninsula in Michigan,
take it along. It's called the Upper Peninsula. Book is also just interesting. This is also just, whoa.
Am I a geographer?
This book is also just interesting to read for anyone who loves dreaming of the night sky. And you also get a fun pair of socks that are navy blue and feature stars and constellations that you can, check and, find in the sky if you want. You can look at your foot, then you can look in the sky and find the constellation. Get this astronomy package for $12.50 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $150. Make a gift at WOSU.org or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. If you're already a member, this is really important. If you're already a member of 89.7 NPR News, thank you. But if you've been a member at $10 a month, for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership to $12.50 a month. That's another $2.50 a month. And then you can also get our astronomy thank you gift package. Give today at WOSU. It's look for that wallet. Give today at WOSU.org or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. We've got about 4 minutes left and seven more gifts to go. So be there for us. We're here for you. Jeffrey and Rachel Ricker in Asheville, Ohio. Wow, thanks a lot for listening in Asheville. And thanks for your support. That means we have six to go in just about 4 minutes. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Again, that's 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Mercury is going to be visible.
When does it say it's going to be visible?
It says it's going to take center stage in early January. Oh, wait. The last 2 weeks of October.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I hadn't looked at it.
It springs into action. This is what I'm reading. Is it springs into action in the last 2 weeks of October. So the best, offering its best morning appearances for 2021.
That's right, folks. Get up early. Mercury is tough.
It's small.
It's small, and because it's close to the sun, it rises just before the sun, never gets very high. So what you'll need is a perfect eastern horizon, and go out in dark, and as twilight begins to dawn, look over there in the east, and it'll just pop up over the horizon, and it'll stay there for a while until morning twilight from the sun spoils the view. And if you do, consider. I mean, I've looked for Mercury for decades and have been able to see it because I was in the right place at the right time, only probably a dozen times or so. It's so when you see it, you will join the select few of people who have seen the most difficult planet, naked eye planet of all to see.
Thank you to Mary Lou McDonald in Worthington. We have five to go in just about 2 minutes. Mary Lou said that Tom is very convincing. She had to give, which is,
excellent,
of course, why he's like, you know, that's why we bring him on, folks. He's very knowledgeable, but he's also very persuasive.
Yeah, but use car, too, if you're interested.
So that's Tom Burns, former director of Perkins Observatory at Ohio Wesleyan University in Delaware, a very beautiful, lovely, wonderful university, and
yes,
we appreciate Tom's time. We also appreciate your support of 866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org. It's a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We're global. We're local. Thank you to Sherry Duffy in Asheville. I'm kind of interested in this Asheville thing going on there. We have four to go. Thanks to Misha Wander in Columbus. That means we have three to go and one more minute. I know you can help put us over the edge of this. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Think about how much you listen to 89.7 NPR News every single day and think about what that's worth to you. That's what we're asking. If everybody does that, then we're good. It's if just a few people are doing it, it's not going to work. We need everybody to gather together like all those particles of dust that create the rings around Saturn. That is what makes it, you know, little icy bits. So be an icy bit and join us on this membership drive this fall. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We appreciate your support. We love to know you're out there. 866-897-9678 and thank you.